This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos defended the Trump administration's proposal to eliminate funding for the Special Olympics as she faces opposition to the idea. Facebook said it would begin banning content that praises or represents white nationalism and white separatism on its Facebook and Instagram platforms next week. Reacting to the infamous blown call on the New Orleans Saints, the NFL decided to allow offensive and defensive pass interference to be subject to the current replay review system and coaches' challenges. The Cook County State Attorney's Office announced abruptly that all charges would be dropped against Josie Molet, the former Empire actor who appeared at the courthouse looking serene. He stood in front of a scrum of reporters, read from handwritten note cards, and declared that he had been vindicated. A federal judge in Washington threw a significant roadblock into the Trump administration's efforts to require poor people on Medicaid to be compelled to work in exchange for health benefits, rejecting a Kentucky program for a second time while saying that rules in effect in Arkansas cannot stand. Federal jury ordered Monsanto to pay more than $80 million in damages to a California man whose cancer it determined was partly caused by the use of the popular weed killer Roundup. Brunei announced in 2013 it was bringing in harsh Islamic laws that included punishments of death by stoning for adultery and gay sex. The move was met with international protests. Some investments by the country's sovereign wealth fund, including the Beverly Hills Hotel, were targets of boycotts and calls for divestment. Beginning on April 3rd, statutes allowing stoning and amputation will go into effect, according to an announcement posted by the country's attorney general last year that has only recently received notice. An Arizona legislator resigned amid an ethics investigation into reports that he was charged with sex crimes decades ago, a sudden surrender just months after colleagues had called on him to step down over derogatory remarks he made about black people and immigrants. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.